Today's Good People, Good Works will be presented in Dari and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxes, or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
I'm very hopeful for a bright and future and happy future for Afghanistan. That's why we invest in children, because I'm 100% sure that to educate children, you can be optimistic for a bright future for that nation. Because as we all know, children are the future of a country.
سلام بینندگان خوشقلب، به برنامه افراد خوب اعمال خوب در سپریم مستر تلویزیون خوش آمدید. برنامه امروز اولین بخش از یک سریال دو قسمتی درباره مؤسسه آموزشی و حمایت از کودکان افغان اکسیکوی است که یک نهاد غیر انتفاعی مقیم کابل می باشد. مؤسسه‌ای که به دنبال مواظبت و پناه دادن به کودکان آسیب پذیر با ایجاد محیطی امن همراه با امکانات اولیه به شمول تعلیم، صحت و مراقبت و محبت می باشد. افسیکو تلاش می کند که جوانان را به رهبران آینده کشور تبدیل کند. این مؤسسه در سال 2001 توسط خانم اندیشه فرید یک کارآفرین اجتماعی بنیانگذاری شد که تقریبا تمام دوران کودکی و جوانی خیش را در کمپ‌های مهاجرین سپری نموده. این خانم 27 ساله تقدیر بین المللی برای کارهایش به دست آورده و در اپریل 2010 به اجلاس کارآفرینی ریاست جمهور در آمریکا دعوت شد. این رویداد به میزبانی رئیس جمهور باراک اوباما برای تعمیق روابط بین رهبران تجاری، بنیادها و کارآفرین‌ها در آمریکا و جوامع اسلامی در جهان برگزار شد. در این اجلاس آقای اوباما از خانم فرید با بیان این مطلب ستایش کرد. خانم فرید یک زن فوق‌العاده از افغانستان است که خود را برای آموزش نسل آینده آموزش تک تک دختران به مخاطره انداخته است. همه آنها به آینده نظر دارند که در آن پیشرفت میان همه تقسیم شده و سعادت پایدار است. داستان خانم اندیشه فرید این طور آغاز شد.
We settled in a remote desert area close to Iran-Afghanistan border. And soon after, thousands of other people joined us in that refugee camp. It was really terrible living in that refugee camp with no medical facility, no school for the children. Even the people didn't have access to clean water.
سپس والدین او زمینه رفتن وی را به یک مدرسه در یک کمپ مهاجرین در پاکستان آماده ساختند، جایی که او به تعلیم و تربیت دسترسی داشت.
There was school for the girls. I remember there was a library for the public to go and use the books in that library. And there was a medical facility for the people in that refugee camp. There was a sort of a theater hall where the people could go and watch movies, the people in the camp. The camp was actually run by a group of very enthusiastic and powerful women. They were really, really well-educated women. They were talking about freedom, democracy, women's rights, and they really inspired me living and seeing those people.
در سال 2002 خانم فرید تحصیلاتش را در دانشگاه در اسلام آباد ادامه داد. همزمان او در یک مکتب محلی افغانی در پاکستان کار می‌کرد تا خرج خود را به دست آورد.
So when I was working in that Afghani school in Pakistan, back in Islamabad, I saw many children, they left the school because simply they could not afford to pay the fee and they have to go and work instead and feed their families. In the beginning it was a little bit hard for me to think about a solution or something to solve that problem. But soon after I realized that all I need to do is to begin. And to begin, all I need to do is to bring these kids back to school.
به همکاری مردم آنجا و کمک دوستان خانم فرید، یک خانه برای 15 کودک افغان که توانایی رفتن به مکتب را نداشتند در اسلام آباد تأسیس شد.
And like I remember one of the women I was talking because her little girl was really really very smart. I asked her if she would like her daughter to come back to school. She said, "Of course I want. I want my daughter to be educated like you." And the thing is, she needs food and housing. Then I said, "Okay, let's set up a small house and let these children come here and stay there as their home and then go to school as well." They are all Afghan refugees living there. And those orphanages, because still there is more than 1 million Afghan living in Pakistan as refugee, and they are really in desperate needs.
در سال 2007 خانم اندیشه فرید به کابل عودت کرد و سال بعد هم مؤسسه آموزشی و حمایه از کودکان افغان به صورت رسمی در مراجع ثبت شد.
Well, for the moment, we run 11 orphanages in different parts of Afghanistan, and still we have 2 orphanages in Pakistan for Afghan refugees living over there. We house 600 children in all those 11 orphanages, both boys and girls. The 5 orphanages are located in Kabul, 2 orphanages are located in Jalalabad, where we have kids from Nuristan, Kunar, and Blaghman and Jalalabad living in Jalalabad orphanage. And the 5 orphanages in Kabul, we have children from all over Afghanistan. We have children from Badakhshan, from Takhar, from Nimroz, from Herat, from Daikundi, from Bamiyan, living in Kabul orphanages. We do have 2 orphanages in Herat, so the children come from Farah, from Nimroz, from Herat, from Kandahar.
افغانستان کشوری است که ملیت‌های مختلف با زبان‌های مختلف در آن بود و باش دارند. بنابراین تعلیم احترام به فرهنگ‌ها و مردم دیگر یکی اهداف محوری این مؤسسه است.
And, we just want them to love each other, to be happy in the orphanage, and respect each other regardless of gender, race, ethnic. We would like to teach them that human beings are the same, there is no difference between them, and nobody can be superior than the other one. Nobody can think alike, nobody can impose its ideas on others. And we just teach them through the daily life they have.
پرورشگاه ها به اساس سن تقسیم بندی شده اند. در بخش اطفال کلانتر آموزش عرفه های متفاوت تهیه شده است. در آنجا بر فعالیت بدنی تاکید می شود و برای آنها امکان رفتن به بیرون و بازی مهیا شده است.
And this leadership training setup for the girls were funded by an award I recently got from Goldman Sachs and Fortune magazine. So it was an award that had a financial part as well, and 100% of this award went for those children, for those girls to get leadership and management training. And then further from the in-country training they had for 3 months in Kabul, the top 3 of them will be selected and go to United States for further education and mentorship process. And of course they have many other facilities like going and playing soccer. We recently have been partnered with American University of Afghanistan, and the girls play in their football field, and they go and play their football twice a week, and the boys they go and play there once a week, and the boys they go outside and play football or cricket outside. But we still have some indoor activities for the girls, physical activities.
برای اینکه اطفال جوان رفتار خوبی داشته باشند و مسئولیت پذیر باشند، ارمو از نگاه تعلیمی به یک نفر جایزه داده شده و او را به حیث نمونه به دیگران معرفی می کنند.
the criteria to be a child of the mat is to be good in your school studies, to be good in taking care of the jobs assigned by the staff and the orphanage, and how you interact in your daily life with other kids. So you will be selected, in fact, from the three criteria. This is how to improve their skills or to encourage them.
با استخدام بیوه ها در پرورشگاه ها دو هدف برآورده می شود. یکی این که اطفال محبت و توجه افراد بزرگسالان را به دست می آورند و دیگر این که برای آن خانم ها وسیله معیشت پیدا می شود تا خود و اطفالشان را تامین کنند.
Besides helping the children through our program, we would like to help the single mothers or widows through hiring them and give them jobs. This is one of the priorities of AFSICO. We have many widows working with us here in the orphanage. Some of them, they can stay with us here in the orphanage again with all these kids. They have their own children as well. Their children live in the orphanage. And for instance, we have for the moment 12 widows that live in the orphanage with their kids. Her presence is for the betterment of the children in that particular orphanage.
این مؤسسه زندگی خیلی ها را به صورت موفق تغییر داده است. خانم فرید داستان تاثیرگذار دختر جوانی را از نورستان ولایت شمال شرقی افغانستان با ما شریک ساخت که در سال 2002 به پرورشگاه آمده است.
When she joined the orphanage, she was 7 years old. She couldn't speak Dari and Pashto, the two native languages of Afghanistan. She could speak only her own native language, Nuristani, and nobody could understand her. It was very difficult for others to understand her. And then now she can speak 5 languages. She speaks very well English, she speaks very well Italian, she speaks very fluent Dari and Pashto, and she still remembers Nuristani. So for now she's in Italy for scholarship for high school, and she will go to university as well over there. So come from that such background and be a good leader and lead the woman or even the man in the future is life change.
در قدردانی از زحمات از خودگذرانه خانم فرید در راستای تعلیم و رفاه اطفال افغان، در مارچ سال 2010 ایشان در مراسم اهدای جوایز نقش‌های عیادی رهبری جهانی در واشنگتن آمریکا جایزه دستاورد 10,000 خانم کارآفرین را دریافت نمود.
For me receiving that award from Vital Voices Global Partnership means the recognition of orphan children and widows in Afghanistan. And I'm really proud of those mothers. Or really they inspired me. I have seen how much they sacrificed or themselves. I've seen many women that they really work very hard to let themselves survive, but they let their children go to school.
چگونه این پروژه زندگی خانم فرید را دیگرگون کرد؟
It really changed many lives and changed my life as well. As a woman, to make really a difference in your society and to make a change for the future of the country. It really give me the power and makes me very hopeful for the future.
خانم فرید، ما قلباً از شما قدردانی میکنیم برای آوردن امید بزرگ برای این همه کودک محروم افغانی از طریق کارهای نیکتان که کمک به موفقیت در زندگیشان است.
The change I would like to see is a happy and peaceful future for Afghan people and children, and of course justice for all people is also one of the things I really would like to see in the future for Afghan people.
لطفاً یک شنبه آینده با ما باشید در برنامه افراد خوب اعمال خوب برای قسمت پایانی مصاحبه ما با خانم اندیشه فرید با شهامت. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد مؤسسه آموزشی و حمایت از کودکان افغان لطفاً از این وبسایت دیدن فرمایید www.apsico.org. تشکر از همراهی شما با برنامه امروز. بخش بعدی برنامه دنیای پیرامون ماست که بعد از اخبار قابل توجه پخش می شود. با آرزوی این که عشق الهی همیشه زندگیتان را جلا بخشد. Thank you for your company on today's program. Coming up next is the words around us after noteworthy news. May divine love always grace your life.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/GPGW.